bitches. It's the Heidi and Frank Show. Now with Elisa May.
On the Rock of Southern California. 95.5 KLOS.
Heidi and Frank Show. June 8th. 8:35. Got some Alice in Chains tickets at the Wiltern on October 4th at the Fox Theater in Pomona on October 5th. And tickets go on sale this Friday at 9 a.m. But you can win a pair right now because we're going to play Get the Fake Out.
The following stories are true, except for one.
It's fake.
It's up to you to get the fake out.
It's that simple. Here are the headlines. Grave diggers compete in first national grave digging contest. Texas man hacks electronic road sign to read, "Drive crazy, y'all." Electric eel thwarts kidnapping. Five kids with super soakers saved someone from a fire. Chocolatier creates chocolate-covered meat. And finally, parking lot creates wider, pink-colored, female-only spaces. 1-800-955-KLOS is the number. This is Get the Fake Out. All the headlines are true, but one. All right, Heidi, if you were eligible and could play, which one do you think is fake?
I'm going to say an electric eel thwarts kidnapping. I don't even understand. I don't even understand it.
You don't understand
I can't
it.
Even, I can't. Usually I read the story, listen to the story and think, there's a scenario where that could happen.
Maybe a kid was getting kidnapped from an ocean place, obviously, and an electric eel was in the water and shocked the kidnapper and he dropped the child.
So you just gave me a scenario where that could be true.
Well, you said you don't even have any idea how that could possibly be true. I was like, okay, maybe.
I was picturing the ocean and when you're kidnapping a kid.
I don't see the electric eel going, "Hey, stop."
Right. I think that maybe, was my big problem is that talking electric eels, I mean, who can call the comms? I just don't know. I'm going to go with that one. Still.
You're still going to go with that one?
Yeah.
Eric, if you could play, which one are you picking for Get the Fake Out?
I think I'm going to go with the grave digging contest.
Grave digging contest.
I don't know why that would ever exist.
Grave diggers compete in First National Grave Digging Contest. All right, Lisa May, if you could play.
I know we want to put chocolate on everything, but I can't imagine chocolate covered meat.
Chocolate covered
meat. Whatever way it is.
Meat.
Like you've never had that before.
It's a mess, isn't it?
And that's why I can't imagine.
Yeah. 1-800-955-KLOS is the number. Let's talk to Tara. Hello, Tara.
The parking space is one.
You're going with the parking lot creates wider, pink-colored, female-only spaces. That, Tara, is true.
That is awful.
Why? Why is it awful? Because it's obviously needed because we all know that women have a hard time parking. So might as well give them wider spaces. We're being gentlemanly.
Highly sexist.
If you suck at driving, how's it sexist that I give you more space?
Can a guy park in that spot?
No.
No.
Because we can park anywhere.
You jackass.
The space is designated by pink paint.
God, it's awful.
And the international symbol for women, like the one you see on the bathroom door, are 50% wider than other spaces in this particular area. The reason, because women are allegedly bad at parking. So there's, you won't care. You'd totally use the I'm a girl card to park closer to the building if they have designated.
I swear.
I can't stand the designated pregnant girl parking spaces.
Well, come on now.
I'm like, come on, walk it off.
Walk it off. You're carrying a human being. If I went to a store and there were these pink spots, I would park it long ways. I would just be so pissed about it instead of pulling into
the spot. So you'd prove the point.
No, I would just
park. You couldn't even park in a female space.
I would block them all. With my big old long.
So you're proving the point that you can't park.
I prove the point that I acknowledge what they're saying. Those bastards.
1-800-955-KLOS. Let's talk to Irene. Hello, Irene.
Hello. The chocolate covered meat.
Going with Lisa May and the chocolate covered meat. That is true. Yeah, sorry. The meat lover's chocolate uses dairy beef that is processed and encased in chocolate. And they're saying, unless told, people would have no idea they just ate something containing beef. So it's not, doesn't look like a medium rare steak where the chocolate's pink in the middle.
Yeah, it's not like a meatball.
Chocolate meat cube. it's they process the meat and mix it with the chocolate, and so they make so it has 50% beef. But you wouldn't know it just by tasting it.
Wow.
As if it's for old people to get like a protein snack or something. I don't know.
Oh.
Hey, you know what that is, Grandma? Those are meat cubes. That's, there's meat in that chocolate.
What? Hi.
What is meat? What?
She thinks she's going insane.
Yes, I mean meatballs.
No, well.
All right, let's go to Brad on line four. Hello, Brad.
Hi, grave digging contest.
They're playing Get the Fake Out. All the headlines are true but one, and you think the fake is grave diggers compete in First National Grave Digging Contest. Eric also picked that one. Is that the fake? No, it's not. That's true. Yes. It's not here, though. It's over in Hungary. Dozens of grave diggers gathered in Hungary for the first national grave digging contest to promote the occupation. Participants competed in 18 two-person teams to dig two graves. 2 feet and 7 inches wide, 6 feet and 6 inches long, and 5 feet and 3 inches deep, only using shovels, rakes, axes, and pickaxes. And each set of contestants were judged not only on how quickly they were able to dig their graves, but also on the style of the mounds surrounding the completed graves, like where they put the dirt outside of the grave.
God, this is so bizarre.
What?
I mean, it's, and the people probably showed up for that. And why, you going down to grave digging contest tonight? Yeah, buddy, we are digging some
graves. Well, I doubt they had bleachers set up.
I don't know.
It's the first one. First one is always like, you know, a few people show up. Not the words out. Next year it'll be huge. It'll be an Olympic event.
That's what everybody's doing.
It's the place it should be in the Olympics. Grave digging. All right. Still on the board in the headlines. Forget the fake out. Texas man hacks electronic road sign to read, "Drive crazy, y'all." Electric eel thwarts kidnapping. And five kids with super soakers saved someone from a fire. All right. We have... Jerry. Hello, Jerry.
Hello, yes.
Get the fake out.
Yes. Drive crazy, road sign was tragically hacked in Texas.
Drive crazy, y'all. That is true. Sorry, Jerry. Yes. Texas man admitted to hacking the roadside sign. It's like a construction sign.
Mm-hmm.
To display the message, drive crazy, y'all. Joffrey. Oh, Joffrey.
Joffrey.
The G-E-O of freeze.
Mm-hmm. It's actually Jeffrey.
No, it's Joffrey. You say you call him Jeffrey. No, it's Joff. Oh. Joffrey. Drive crazy, y'all. Anyway, all right, down to the last two headlines. Electric eel thwarts kidnapping, or five kids with super soakers saved someone from a fire. Both hero stories. Which one's true? Which one's false? We have Anastasio, who says it's the eel story, and Craig, who thinks it's the super soaker fireman. One of you gets tickets to see Alice in Chains either at the Wiltern or at the Fox Theater in Pomona. Thanks to Golden Voice for that. The other gets nothing and likes it. The fake headline. The winner of the tickets. Electric eel thwarts kidnapping. Yes, that's not true. That's a silly. Anastasio, yes, you won.
Yeah, you. I never win either.
You're going to Alice in Chains, buddy.
All right, thank you. I love you guys.
Thank you. Love you, too. Stay on hold.
I never win at this game.
I know. I didn't have a fake headline. I made it up at the last minute. Oh. Electric eel thwarts kidnapping. I don't know where that came from.
Well, I mean, there's been stranger headlines in Get the Fake Out. It wasn't that crazy.
That's why when you picked it right off the bat, I was like, damn it.
I'm sorry.
And then I tried to create a scenario where that might happen.
You did.
I was trying to convince myself it could be true at that point.
I believed you.
Well, you see, if it's in the ocean...
And that was a second guess. I was going to go with another story.
But yeah, the five kids with super soakers, it sounds ridiculous, saved someone from a fire. Yeah, a guy in North Dakota who's disabled was asleep when his patio caught fire. But luckily, a group of elementary school kids were having a water gun fight outside and managed to put out the fire with their super soakers.
Well, heroes.
They lit it.
Oh.
See, you know they did. You know those little bastards did. Like, no, we saved him.
I was in the 7-Eleven this morning. It was about 3:30 in the morning, and a homeless man runs in to the 7-Eleven and says, "Hey, call the police. Somebody set the bowling alley on fire." And the guy's like, no, I don't believe you. No, it's really on fire. Somebody call the police. And he runs out of the 7-Eleven. Well, I drive by the bowling alley, and this guy had set a fire. It was so obvious he set it completely alone because he had set a flaming pile of poop. on fire right in front of the door of the bowling alley, and he was trying to convince the 7-Eleven that the entire building was on fire.
He got his pranks wrong. You knock on the door of the bowling alley, and then the guy comes out to check
stomps it out, then
you laugh. You don't call the fire department. Come on, homeless guy. Oh. The worst homeless prankster ever.
Yeah, he was mixing things up.
Mixing them all up. Come on, get it right.
Maybe drunk.
Lisa May, what's going on in the traffic world right now?
Well, things are finally getting a little, just a little better on the 14 freeway.
Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these. And to get the entire Heidi and Frank show, go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people, on demand, webcast, behind the scenes, too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com, check it out.